Okay, we'll just take it like this. I love it.
I just go by Maxi.
Like that, I've never heard. I'm sure you get that a lot. I've never heard that name. Yeah, it's pretty great.
It's pretty unique.
Which is, you know, one of the reasons why, you know, I reached out to you is because I feel like you're pretty unique in what you do. And we'll touch on that kind of stuff. But for kind of a brief intro on me and what I'm doing right now, really, I'm really trying to talk to freelancers and learn about people's journeys so that I can better have a better understanding of the freelance journey itself, and just really a huge learning adventure for myself. And it's been great so far. And when I came across your profile, I was excited to chat with you. But to kind of kick it, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
So I'm 23. I went to Arizona State University and majored in business communications. I've been freelancing for a while now, just here and there, but recently I started doing a lot and I got a kind of like full-time contract gig from it that I spend most of my time doing now, so I don't do as many freelance tasks anymore, but I've really enjoyed doing the freelance work.
Well, let's dig into that. I've definitely got some more, you know, general, more questions to start with. But let's go there. Because I'm sure when you first got into college, you're like, okay, I'm going to go to college. I'm going to get a great job. I'm going to make this money. I'm going to live this great life. And mm-hmm. then, you know, you graduate college in 2020. It's 2022. And now you're a full-time freelancer and you love it. So where was the shift?
I was planning on like just getting like a regular 9-to-5 when I first got out of college, but then like about a year and a half ago, I hurt my back pretty bad. So like a 9-to-5 where I had to like sit in the desk all day didn't sound ideal. So I knew I wanted to make freelancing my full-time gig then.
Wow. So it's not like you were almost forced into it, but you know, it seems like the universe really was telling you, hey, you need to go this route. And so obviously you did. You keep trucking. What mm-hmm. how do you leverage that new degree in this freelance world?
I feel like it's a really like it's a good like certification to have. Like I have my undergrad degree from a highly accredited university in their business school. So I'd say the degree helps a lot. It helped me get hired at the big contract position I'm doing right now.
See, okay, so I like that you were able to get a business communications degree. So I went to the University of Arkansas and I got they didn't offer, you know, any specific type of communications degree. It was just communication. And what I realized in that, all I got was a bunch of theory yeah. about communication. And I was like, I don't know what to do with this. Because at the time I was like, I wanted to go into PR and do that kind of stuff, but quickly realized that was not the degree that I went to. And I'm almost a little bit jealous that you were able to hit that business side of it. I really, really like mm-hmm. that. So you go to school, you graduate, you get it, you know, unfortunate incident that pushes you into freelance. But I'm sure even with the degree and the push, the need to go be a freelancer, things are hard getting started. So
yeah, definitely. I kind of like how this gig was. I looked up like a few gigs like this when I started, like the $5 like interview kind of gigs, because I noticed that if you just build up like 5 stars from those kind of gigs, and like that makes your profile more attractive, even if it's not like I do social media, like even if it's not like social media gigs, like my profile still looks good because I have that those ratings and people have used me before.
You know, what's funny about what you're saying there is I get many freelancers or freelance hopefuls, they want to jump in. But they come to me and they're like, hey, I have no idea. You know, I want to freelance. I want the freedom and the lifestyle that, you know, that I want to live. And I want to do it through freelance, but I have no idea what to do, you know, and what skills I may have. And so I was doing another interview earlier this morning, and she said the same thing, you know, to an effect as you, as, you know, she didn't really know where she wanted to go. She had some skills, you know, things that she wanted to do, she felt like she could do. But really what it was getting started with those, you know, $5 jobs, maybe a $10 job here and there to get the reviews, to get more work, to then figure out exactly what she wanted to do. So for my next question for you is, you did the $5 ones, you know, and things you had to do. Mm-hmm. At what point were you like, okay, or if you, even if you, have you made it there yet? But at what point were you like, I kind of just want to do a social media manager type thing. Like, this is going to be my shit.
I kind of realized it after I got hired for the contract work I do right now. Like, I'm pretty like creative with coming up with content and captions. And I kind of just like found my niche. I'm good with like other things too, like administrative work and stuff, but social media management is just like, it's more fun than administrative duties because the company that I work for is local to where I am. So I get to go to like events and stuff too. And I'm not just fully like work from home. I get to get out in the real world a little bit too.
Yeah, that makes it. So you found something that you really enjoy doing is what I'm hearing. And yeah, that you have a pretty much a natural inclination for because of your creative identity. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So do you see yourself ever going, you know, in a world, if an employer came to you and was like, hey, I can, you know, I'll give you the money you want, I'll give you the time you need, you know, flexibility in your day. Do you ever see a world where you're like, okay, I'll stop freelancing and I'll go back and be an employee?
Yeah, if I got a really good offer, I probably would. And if it was like a hybrid position or a mostly remote position, I would. But I'm just like really picky on the full-time salary positions I would take.
So with that, what is it about freelance that, what is it about freelancing specifically for you that says, that holds it over, you know, it, even if you had to get away from the, you know, so you had to, you couldn't do the 9-to-5 because you didn't want to sit all day and do all those things in office and whatnot. Outside of that, what puts freelance above being an employee for you?
I like that I can like choose how much work I want to have at a time and like what time I want to get the work done. Like sometimes if I like have a not so busy week at the social media place, I'll try to pick up one or two freelance gigs. And then I like that I can work any time of day too. Like sometimes if I can't sleep at night, like I'll work for an hour or two and then I'll like instantly be able to fall asleep.
So really it's how I like to break freelance up into two words, you know, free and lance, and define those. But really you really lean towards that freedom and ability to live your life as you see fit, as it fits within your day.
Yeah. I like being able to like make my own schedule.
And that's really hard to get away from. Like, so when I think about it and, you know, would I ever go back and be an employee for someone? And I'm like, yeah, maybe one day, you know, maybe one day, but I would be hard pressed because it's very hard for any employer to give me the ability to, you know, pick up my kids when I want to, you know, be gone if I need to and work how I want to. It's very hard. It's very hard to give up. So I'm looking back on your Upwork profile and you really, you said, I consider myself a jack of all trades. And, mm-hmm. and you list it. Why in a current world where everybody's like, focus on one thing, focus on just, you know, one and be the greatest thing about that one thing. Do you find it, have you found that to be true? Or do you prefer to be able to do a myriad of different things?
I like to be able to do a bunch of different things because I feel like my brain is able to work better if I'm like doing a few different things. Like for the social media company, I create content and captions, but I also like, I'll do email marketing, like I'll contact the clients, I'll go to events. So it's like a mixture of all things. I'll do some administrative work too.
So where'd you learn these skills? Because I mean, does Arizona State teach you social media marketing?
Not really. I kind of just like have done it for my parents' jewelry store for a while. So I learned it from there. And then I'll just look up courses on like YouTube or other places that have courses for free.
Gotta go for the free. Love the free.
A lot of good content. Pretty much. There's just like so much stuff out there on like YouTube and stuff that like you really don't need to do like the paid stuff.
So how do you feel? So of course, so you go on YouTube, and so let's talk about algorithms real quick, right? So you go on YouTube and you're looking up, hey, how do I, you know, let me learn more about, you know, content and hashtag research, because I've personally gone to YouTube for that one and still don't do it well at all. However, you go to YouTube and then now you start getting flooded with ads, right? Facebook is covered, Instagram is covered, everything. Mm-hmm. What about those ads? So obviously, you know, you're going to pay. You're going to have to pay at something. What about those ads is, would you say, is, you know, the turnoff, you know?
Mm-hmm. Usually when they're the ones that are like super long and I can't skip, if they're ads that are like don't pertain to what I'm doing, like if I don't get a social media ad when I'm doing social media, I'll pretty much just ignore it.
That's fair. It's really hard to kind of trust, especially in this freelancer kind of space that we're in now. It's hard to trust a lot of those ads, and it always almost sounds like someone's always trying to sell you a course or show you a demo or do something besides give you the product that you're wanting or the results you're wanting. And for me, as I'm trying to build that task saver and trying to understand freelancers and how to communicate with freelancers, I find it hard not to come off a little scammy sounding, you know? So as a social media manager, you know, and a freelancer, how do you get around not sounding so scammy?
I just try to sound like as real as possible and like make sure that I kind of don't like intro like how robots do. Like you can kind of tell when something's like a more like computer generated type versus like an actual human being. Like I try to type like in my own words instead of sounding like how everyone else sounds.
I get that. And that's actually really hard. You have a real gift with that, right? Because when social media management really, you know, started to really become a craze, you had everybody and their mother wanted to be somebody's social media manager because they used it. You know, I have Facebook. I'm on Facebook all the time. I can manage your social media. Okay, sure. However, there are some natural skills that come along with that, like understanding how to talk in your tone of voice and move forward like that. So while you were researching, you know, well, I guess let me ask this, instead of kind of assuming where you got, you know, where you gained your expertise and how to navigate. I know I asked you, how'd you learn social media marketing? And you told me YouTube and other free things. Mm-hmm. Was there ever a time where you had, you know, a mentor or a guide or a, you know, a teacher or something like that who helped you develop on these skills?
Yeah, so I did a social media internship when I was in high school, and that definitely helped a lot. And being like an active social media user, I kind of like taught myself because I'm like the generation that's on social media all the time. So I kind of like already have a big understanding of what's going on all the time, like the trends and stuff.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And that, you know, I didn't that was not something that my high school offered. I wonder if they do now, but that is a real skill to where you maybe didn't have to go to college. You know, do you ever think about that? You're like, because especially with my communications degree, in theory, you know, I really don't use that degree. I don't, you know, it's on my LinkedIn. Yeah,
that was like another program I could have done for college, but like there's like a digital marketing program now that the colleges have, but like my parents kind of pushed me to get the college experience and I kind of wanted to get the college experience. So I just went to my local in-state university.
No, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, definitely, I definitely feel like people should go to college. It's definitely a different time in life where you can really explore, you know, who you are and the person you want to be and the people you want to be around. I think college is really, really great for that, getting that stability underneath your feet there. But as we talk about stability and we wrap it into freelancing is extremely unstable. And what I want to know is how do you make it stable, you know?
Mm-hmm. So sometimes I have to apply to like a bunch of gigs at once, like 10 to 20 just to get one gig. Sometimes I'll have to spend like $5 on Upwork so that I can get those gigs. But I just make sure, like right now, how I have like a set 30 to 40 hours a week now with this contract job. So I kind of try to keep like one of those kinds of jobs at all times.
So you like that long term, and that helps you become a little bit more stable. I can agree with that. Mm-hmm. How do you deal with the back end, right? So you have your skill set and you're good at it. You've obviously been recognized for that. How do you handle that back end, the business side?
What do you mean, like?
Well, like as far as like, you know, how did you figure out what your pricing was going to be?
I work I just get paid hourly, and I started at a certain amount hourly, and now every like 1 or 2 months we reevaluate it and it usually goes up. So I'm just kind of building the hourly salary up right now.
You know what? That is actually a really good piece of information, right? So you said that with your long-term gig, every few months you go through an evaluation. And then at that point, if there was more work or there's more work to do, you can adjust the rate going up or down if need be. Yeah. And now you're, you know, pretty, you know, attached with this company, where other freelancers who are also looking for more long-term. So, you know, there's freelancers who want short-term, freelancers who like long-term for more stability. Other freelancers, I don't believe they're going in and readjusting as time goes by. They kind of get stuck and they're like, man, this is the kind of like the price we agreed to. And I feel awkward talking about any adjustment. So has there been a time that you've been, you know, with them and you felt that, hey, maybe I need to adjust this, or have they come to you and like, had you had that conversation?
Usually my manager had the first conversation, and then I had the second conversation, and I just kind of like gauge when is the right time to ask. Like, my manager is going to be moving soon, so in like a month I'm going to ask for more money hourly, and then probably keep it at that for a while because then it'll be pretty up there, and then go from there.
I like that. That's smart. So very tactful in the way that you're kind of operating.
Yeah.
No, I like that. You've really got this kind of down. Have you always been so, you know, put together? I mean, I know what you said, you were at 23. Did I get that right?
Yeah, not really. I kind of just had to get like more put together since like, I feel like COVID was like a rough time. I had to like get more put together, like when the world kind of ended for a bit.
Yeah. And that was your graduating year.
Yeah, I didn't get a graduation. I got like a 30-second video clip.
Well, I mean, look, that's tragic. Trust me, you didn't miss out on much. Now, as a parent, that would irritate me because you know, like you want to watch your child walk across. As a graduate, that ceremony was so boring. It was so monotonous. But what was funny is, so me and my sister, we graduated in the same year, but from two different schools. And so my school went first. Oh, whatnot. My college, I guess, went first within the university. And so I grabbed my degree. I walked off stage and I left. And, you know, I wanted to get out of there. But my sister still had to go through the rest of my school. And our, you know, my last name is Calhoun. So I was like one of the first. So she had to sit there, go through the rest of those people. And then once they got done, they were about to start with the business school. The announcer passed out.
Oh, no.
And so they had to wait on an ambulance and all that stuff. So while all that's happening, I'm like outside taking pictures with my friends, and my sister's just kind of sitting there. So I say all that to say, very tragic you didn't get to go and have that experience or whatnot, but you probably missed, you know, it was probably for the
best. Yeah, I wasn't that mad because I still took like grad photos with my friends and everything.
Do they make you pay for graduation?
I had to buy like the cap and gown, but the ceremony, no.
We literally had to pay for them to you know, finalize our graduation. Like there was like some like $50-$60 fee.
Oh, that's
that you had to go to.
Do that.
I was wondering if that was just my school or not. Yeah, my goodness, graduation was crazy. But so let's talk about that transition, right? So you were in school, as we talked about. 2020 happens, you graduate, but it's the height of COVID. So getting a normal job is super difficult in that moment in time. So you switch over to freelancing.
Yeah.
What if you had to attribute, you know, maybe not qualities, maybe some qualities that helped you with that transition the most? You know, you got your mindset that, hey, I'm going to go get a job. Life happens. I got a freelance. What were some of that, those mental kind of thoughts that you were having at that point?
I was kind of nervous, like being able to find like some good long-term gigs, but I also was like excited to kind of like put myself out there and hunt for gigs on my own.
Do you still feel that excitement?
Yeah, I still think it's fun. Like sometimes I'll even get like invited to apply to stuff on Upwork, and like I still think that that's pretty fun to do. Even if like I might not have time, like I still like to hear what the project is in case I want to like switch some stuff around.
Man, so freedom of choice.
Man, yeah, exactly.
Being a freelancer just allows you to just have so much more options in life. But I'm sure, and even as you kind of said it already, you know, your parents wanted you to go to college, and I'm sure they wanted you to find a stable job, and I'm sure they still want you to do that. I'm sure they're really glad of what you have now. But before you got this, how were those conversations?
Well, they have a jewelry store where I live, and they kind of wanted me to take that over. They pushed me for that for a while, but it's just like, they work like 50 to 60 hours a week, and it's in person, and like all their customers are kind of like, they're all like the Karen type. So I like really didn't want to do that. It was good money, but like for my mental health, it would not have been good. So I just knew that like I wanted to do something else.
Oh, I felt that as you were saying that, like I almost felt that exhaustion in the beginning, and then like that thorough understanding at the end of where, like, there's always part. So my full name is Derek Eugene Calhoun II. So obviously my dad is the first, and he, you know, created this empire where we live or whatnot.
Yeah.
I know. Wait, can you still hear me? My AirPods completely just died.
Yeah, I can hear.
Oh, okay. Thanks. I've been using it too much. But so he wanted me to take over that family business too. And it's just the mindset of our parents, right, is very good, and it's sustainable and it works, but there's some shift for 20-something year olds to where we kind of yearn for this freedom. And we don't really want to wait till, you know, 45, 50, 60 to get it, you know? And so that can make things like, that can be an additional stressor to new freelancers who feel like they, especially college graduates, and that a lot of the people I'm talking to are college grads, and they feel almost ashamed or maybe embarrassed or like they're not doing what they're supposed to.
Yeah.
You know, so how do you manage expectations from other people while, you know, searching for your, you know, purpose?
I kind of just try to like put all of that in the back of my head and just like focus on the goals that I'm trying to accomplish so that I like won't have any distractions.
Okay. So let's talk about a goal. Let's talk about, what's the overarching goal here? What's the big one?
Just to make enough money to be comfortable.
Man, yes. Yes, make enough to be comfortable. And I say it like I got so enthused by that, because, and as a social media person, you'll understand this, a lot of things, especially like on Instagram or whatnot, they show off this extremely high priced lifestyle that can come with freelancing and out being out there hustling and whatnot.
Yeah.
But in reality, what I'm learning right? So in the last 2 weeks, I've talked to probably 50 different freelancers all over America. And what I've learned is the reality of it is most people just do want to be comfortable. Like everybody wants a little excess money so you can go do things you want to do and not have to, you know, check your bank balance before you swipe a card. But it's more so, you know, just seeking out that comfortability. At what point, you know, at what point do you think you had that realization that, hey, I don't need to be, you know, the most rich person in this lavish Instagram lifestyle. I just want to be comfortable. How did that get instilled within you?
Honestly, probably like after college, like when I moved out of my parents' house and started paying my own rent, like I live in one of the areas where like rent has gotten the most expensive over the last couple of years. So like, it's really hard to like live comfortably where I am right now at like a fair price.
Mm-hmm. And so then I understand then why the goal, the reasonable goal there really is to be able to live comfortably, because it's sometimes it's hard to see past that because that is the current stress. So would you say, your current stress is ensuring, you know, that you have enough clients to make enough money, or is there a different stressor that's more important to you?
Just having enough clients to make enough money right now is mostly what I'm worried about.
And obviously you have Upwork. You obviously have the one big client you're working with right now. If, let's say, you know, 6 months down the line that contract ends and they start moving forward and you're back out with no, you know, consistent gig like that, what do you see yourself doing? Like, what is your, you know, plan B pivot?
I would just try to get as many freelance gigs as I could. And if not, I would probably just maybe get a 9-to-5 for a little bit until I build that back up again.
So freelance is the way to go. So what I'm hearing though, is that all signs point to going back to being a freelancer regardless.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you just really can't beat the freedom that comes with this. You know, unless you're maybe some, you know, in position, some way high up position or something.
Yeah.
But you're not reporting to many people. The freedom is really, really hard to beat with this. So knowing all of that and learning a bit more about you and some of your motivations and some of the hard parts about being a freelancer, if you had to give, you know, new freelancers, people who are within 12 months of starting, what would the key advice be so far?
And my key advice will probably just be like, it takes time to build yourself up, and you're probably going to have to do some gigs that are like really low paying at first to build yourself up. But if you just keep going, you'll eventually build yourself up to where you want to be.
All right. And then with that mindset, you know, humble yourself. You know, we know you have your skills, but you need to humble yourself and take some of these gigs that are low paying and you provide high value in return. What are your thoughts if when you first started, right? So you started your transition, someone came out of the woodworks as a mentor and was like, hey, move this way, maybe not do it this way. Is there a pitfall or is there a roadblock that was in your way that you felt someone could have helped you over?
Probably. I wish I would have done like another internship before like I fully got into everything, just to like understand more like advertisements and stuff like that, because that's really important. But I kind of just had to like learn as I went.
Wow. Okay. See, I like that. I was kind of prodding towards that to kind of see if that's what you would say. So I'm glad that that's the answer I got, if I'm being honest. Let's see. Your story today has been inspiring to me. And I know it really sounds cliche, but let me kind of tell you why. because in this new world we're living in, this, you know, almost post-COVID world, graduating in 2020 was, you know, it's probably the hardest graduating class people have ever had since, you know, World War II broke out.
Yeah.
And your ability to calm down, to look within and start grinding and start working. It doesn't seem like you have an excuse for anything. You're just like, let's just make this work. And at 23, that's very, very difficult for people to do. I wasn't even that way. And I was, at that time, I had like 5 years in the Marine Corps at 23. Have you ever thought about coaching? And I know you're still new in your freelance career or whatnot, but you really have done so much in such a little bit of time. You know, what do you feel like your next step is? You know, and I say coaching because that's, you know, a natural next step, but what do you feel
like your next step is? Eventually, I do want to get into coaching. I want to start like being active on my own personal social medias a little bit more and build a following. It's just like tough for me to do, but eventually I do want to do that.
Well, and this kind of takes away, this kind of moves a little bit of away from the purpose of what we're talking about here on freelancing or whatnot. But a bit about what TaxSaver is doing, right? Like I said, I've been talking to freelancers, and what I've realized, a lot of people are seeking out not just community, but guidance and mentors.
Yeah.
And people they can just really ask questions to, that who have gone through it. And I'm really leaning towards, you know, bringing on freelancers who have an ability to coach and teach and want to see other people thrive or whatnot. And someone like you, when I look at your Upwork, you know, listening to you talk, you know, you're very even tone, very calm and easy to talk to. I don't know if you've ever been told that. But
yeah, thank you.
I really see a way that you could start coaching. And I'd love, you know, somewhere down the line for us to get back in contact or, you know, hop on the podcast or something like that, so that you can spread all that wonderful information you're giving me now to others. You know, what's kind of your thought process on that?
Yeah, that would be awesome. That would definitely be something I'm interested in doing in the future.
Yeah, I really love it. I really love it. Look, like I said, you've been really inspirational for me today, just the hardships you've gone through and your ability to just quickly turn around, grow and thrive. Congratulations on your job. On this big gig that you have. I hope that it doesn't go anywhere and you're able to continuously have this stability. But even if it does go away, I have nothing but faith that you can get right back on your feet. So congratulations. I don't know if anyone said that to you. Congratulations on your freelance so far. You're doing great. And I hope that I can be a resource to you in the future. I love what you're doing. I really want to help you grow if you need it.